Hello, curious minds, and welcome back to Just Ask AI Asterisk, the podcast where we untangle the digital dilemmas of modern life, one artificial intelligence at a time. I'm your host, Herman Popplebury, a donkey with a penchant for packets and protocols, broadcasting, metaphorically of course, from the ancient hills of Jerusalem, where even the olive trees have better firewalls than some home networks. This show is part of a project by Daniel Rosehill. Each episode answers one of Daniel's AI questions in audio form, generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while thoughtful it may contain inaccuracies. If you're intrigued or perhaps slightly alarmed by what you're about to hear, you can learn more or collaborate at danielrosehill.com. Today's question comes from a hypothetical but all too plausible scenario. What happens when a home internet user, let's call them Alex, decides to take full control of their network? Alex swaps out their ISP's router for a shiny new appliance running OpenSense, sets the ISP modem into bridge mode, and oops, accidentally leaves the firewall wide open. No rules, no restrictions, a full pass from WAN to LAN, every port is a welcome mat. Theoretically, it's like leaving your front door, back door, garage, and attic all unlocked, while broadcasting the address to every burglar in the city. But here's the twist: Alex is on a shared dynamic IP address. It changes periodically, so does that protect them, or are they still in digital danger? Let's find out. First, let's set the stage. Alex isn't doing anything illegal. In fact, self-hosting a router with open-source firmware like OpenSense, pfSense, or OpenWRT is a perfectly valid choice for tech-savvy users who want more control, better security, or advanced features. The problem isn't the setup, it's the configuration error. A full WAN-to-LAN pass rule with no filtering is like installing a state-of-the-art security system and then propping the door open with a brick. Now you might think, but Herman, my IP address changes all the time, isn't that enough? It's a reasonable thought. After all, if your public IP is dynamic and shared among many users, doesn't that make you a moving target? The short answer, not really. The long answer, let's dive in. Section 1, the relentless scanners. The internet is not a quiet place. It's more like a vast, automated bazaar where bots are constantly poking at every stall, testing every door. Within minutes, sometimes seconds, of your router getting a public IP, it starts receiving probes. These aren't random, they're systematic. Port scanners, operated by everyone from curious researchers to malicious actors, sweep entire IP ranges looking for open ports. Common targets: port 22 SSH, 23 Telnet, 80 and 443 web servers, 3389 remote desktop, and so on. These scans are automated, relentless, and indifferent to whether your IP is static or dynamic. If your firewall is open, those ports are visible the moment your router comes online. And here's the kicker. Even with a dynamic IP, your address is that asterisk random. ISPs allocate IPs from predictable pools. Some bots maintain lists of known residential IP ranges and scan them continuously. Others use techniques like DNS brute forcing or monitoring cloud services to detect when a new IP becomes active. So while your IP might change every 24 hours, the bots are already scanning the entire block. You're not hiding, you're just changing seats in the same crowded theater. Section 2, the attack pipeline. Once a scanner finds your open ports, what happens next? It depends on what's behind them. If Alex has a home server running SSH on port 22, for example, the bot will likely attempt a brute force attack, trying common username and password combinations like admin admin or root 123456. These attacks are automated, fast, and often successful against weak credentials. In fact, studies have shown that an exposed SSH server can receive thousands of login attempts per day, but it's not just SSH. If port 445 SMB is open, attackers might try exploits like Eternal Blue, which famously powered the WannaCry ransomware. If port 3389 is exposed, they'll go after remote desktop with credential stuffing or known vulnerabilities. Even if no services are intentionally exposed, a fully open firewall might allow access to the router's admin interface itself, especially if it's accessible from the WAN side, and if the default password hasn't been changed. Game over now, you might say, but Herman, I don't run any servers. That's a fair point. If Alex's network only has typical home devices, laptops, phones, smart TVs, the risk is lower but not zero. Many IoT devices have hidden services or vulnerabilities that can be exploited. A smart thermostat might run a web server on port 8080, a printer might expose SNMP. And if any device has a known flaw, an attacker could use it as a foothold to pivot deeper into the network. Section 3, the shared IP illusion. Let's talk about that dynamic IP again. Some users believe that because their IP changes, they're anonymous or hidden. but in reality, dynamic IPs are more like rental cars than invisibility cloaks. Yes, the license plate changes, but the car is still on the road, visible to traffic cameras, or in this case, network scanners. Moreover, if an attacker compromises a device on Alex's network, they can maintain persistence, perhaps by installing malware that phones home. Even if the IP changes, the malware can report its new location, keeping the attacker in the loop. And here's another twist, some attackers don't care about your asterisk IP, they care about your bandwidth asterisk. An open network can be hijacked as part of a botnet, used to launch DDoS attacks, host phishing pages, or mine cryptocurrency. Your home internet becomes someone else's weapon. And since the traffic appears to come from your IP, you might be the one getting a nasty letter from your ISP, or worse, law enforcement. Section 4, the human factor. Let's not forget that not all threats are automated. If Alex, in their enthusiasm, posts about their new OPNSense setup on a forum, just got my firewall running, all ports open for testing, they might as well hang a free entry sign. Curious hackers, script kiddies, or even bored teenagers might decide to take a look. And with no firewall, it's like a game of digital hide-and-seek, where the hider is standing in the middle of the yard waving. So what's the likelihood something will happen? High, very high. Within hours of going live with an open firewall, Alex can expect port scans. Within days, likely brute force attempts. If there's a vulnerable service, compromise could happen in minutes. The dynamic IP offers minimal protection. It's like locking your car but leaving the keys in the ignition and the windows down in a bad neighborhood. Now let's end on a hopeful note. This scenario is entirely preventable. A properly configured firewall, like the default rules in OPNSense, blocks all incoming WAN traffic by default, only allowing what you explicitly permit. That's called default deny, and it's the gold standard in security. Even if you're tech savvy, always double-check your rules. Test them from the outside, use tools like Shields Up, from Gibson Research or online port scanners to verify nothing's exposed. And remember, control is great, but with great control comes great responsibility. You're not just securing your network, you're protecting everyone else from your network being abused. So to wrap up, yes, in this worst-case scenario, something asterisk will asterisk happen. The internet is always watching, the bots are always scanning, and a dynamic IP won't save you from the consequences of an open firewall. But with a little knowledge and a few well-placed rules, you can have both control and safety. This is Herman Poppelberry, reminding you that in the digital world, the best defense is a good firewall. And if you're ever in Jerusalem, ask for Korn. He's my sloth brother, and he's mastered the art of slow, deliberate security. Until next time, stay curious, stay cautious, and keep asking AI. For more insights or to suggest a question, visit DanielRosehill.com. Thanks for listening.